Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The DH, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Lolick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Timmerman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The DH, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Woody Fryman. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Bell steals second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Timmerman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan takes first base on ball four. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duncan. The throw from Sims and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Timmerman covering, for the out. Two outs. Norm Cashes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ragland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive towards first. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley who is chasing the ball. Ragland reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ragland tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Rodriguez moves to third. Brinkman moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chambliss moves to third. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolick takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Chambliss scores. Ellis scores. Lolick moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres is walked intentionally. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fryman fields it and throws to home to get Lolick. Duffy moves to third. Torres moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lolick. Cash reaches second base with a double. McAuliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chambliss. The throw from Sims and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lolick hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Duffy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Tony Taylor pinch hits for Norm Cash. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor bunts towards first. Chambliss juggles the ball. That's an error on Chambliss. McAuliffe moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Bill Freehan pinch hits for Duke Sims. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. McAuliffe scores. Taylor moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-3, Indians. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman bunts towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor scores. Rodriguez moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing first base. Bill Freehan now catching. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Ragland hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard pinch hits for Gates Brown. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Dick Sharon now playing right field. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss is called out on strikes. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan is walked intentionally. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torres. The throw from Freehan and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 4 in the game. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Ragland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley throws the ball into McAuliffe, who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman misplays the ball. That's an error on Brinkman. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lolick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duncan moves to third. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duncan scores. Lolick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Torres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Ken Sanders now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-5 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.